Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2021 Youth Education Conference held in Orem, Utah.
What do you want to be when you grow up? This is hopefully going to be fun and instructive. So we're going to start with a poem. Does anybody grow up with this book so you can already tell who the author is? Anybody from this un? So this is an A.A. Mill poem, okay, who I love and was one of my favorites when I was a kid. And he has a poem that's called Cherry Stones. And when I was first asked to speak on kind of figure out what you want to be in your view as a grown-up, this is what I thought of. And the poem goes like this. Tinker tailor, soldier sailor, rich man, poor man, plowboy, thief. And what about a cowboy, policeman, jailer, engine driver, or pirate chief? All you females, this is very male-centric. Put yourself into every one of these spots, okay? What about a postman or a keeper at the zoo? What about the circus man who lets the people through? And the man who takes the pennies for the roundabouts and swings? Or the man who plays the organ? And the other man who sings? What about a conjurer with rabbits in his pockets? What about a rocket man who's always making rockets? And there's a lot of things to do and such a lot to be that there's always lots of cherries on my little cherry tree, because this is a counting song. Okay, you guys. We're going to, when it comes to the topic of what do you want to be when you grow up, that is a huge topic, right? And was also asked to kind of talk about like how you can maybe figure out what you want to be based on who you are and how you like to be in the world. And that's also a really huge topic. So I just want to tell a story. When I was in high school, I took a test that's called the Myers-Briggs. It's a personality type indicator. So some of you are familiar with it. I took it in high school, and I was my dad. That's who I was, according to the Myers-Briggs. And then I left home. I wasn't living at home anymore. And I took it again after college. So I'd gone away to school. Was working, took it again, and you know what? I am nothing like my dad. But that was not apparent when I was living at home. And so, another story. I remember when, I grew up in California, and I moved after fifth grade. And so where I grew up, elementary school went through sixth grade, and then you went to junior high for seventh through ninth, and then high school. So sixth grade, went to Bidwell Elementary, and at Bidwell, I met friends, and those were my friends through high school. We were friends the whole time I was in school. And then we graduated, and I went to BYU. I was the only Mormon in the group. And then two others went to, anyway, it doesn't really matter. Everybody scattered and went to different schools. And my friend April met a guy and got engaged. And she got married after our sophomore year, I think. And I was one of her bridesmaids. We were all bridesmaids for her. And I remember coming back together with this group of girls, and we were so much alike, and discovering we are so not that much alike. I mean, we're still really good friends, but we were no longer doing everything together and making all of our decisions together and doing everything the same. And so our personalities became much more apparent when we got older. I tell you these two stories because you guys are young. There's lots of stuff that is, some of you may absolutely already know exactly what you want to do, right? Like you decided you wanted to be a doctor back when you were a little, and you still want to be a doctor. But that's not true for most people. And so I want you to kind of keep, as you're exploring this today and in the future, I want you to remember that you are going to, things can change, okay? All right, one last story. When I was trying to figure out what I wanted to study for college, one of the things that I thought about doing was political science. Because I loved that. I loved the political science classes. But my brother had been a political science major. Can't do that. How stupid is that, right? That was my attitude. I had friends, psychology. I thought psychology would be cool. Oh, but Robin and April do that. I don't want to do that. I've got to do my own thing. I've got to show that I'm my own person. Now, ultimately, that's exactly what I did. I got my bachelor's in political science. I got my master's in marriage, family, and child counseling. But I could have made those decisions much earlier if I hadn't been so worried about what my friends were doing, what my brother, my siblings were doing. And I know that my focus was I want to be different than them. The other side of that coin is I want to be like everybody. I want to be doing the same thing as my friends. Oh, my friend is gonna decide they want to go pre-med. I'm going to go pre-med. Oh, my friends decide they want to be a physical therapist. I'm going to be a physical therapist. I want to be in the same classes, blah, 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 blah. Bad news, Magoos. Okay? All right. So those are my two. These are all my stories. So now we're going to get down to the business of what we're doing today. In your handout is a part of a test. And there's actually the link or whatever that will tell you where you can go online and you can do the whole thing. But this is done by the University of Missouri. And what I want you to do, this test, what it has is things that you can do, things that you are able to do, things that you like to do, and hobbies that you have. And I would say hobbies that you would be interested in. Yes. You're going to do all of them. What you're going to do is you're going to figure out. This is a way of kind of putting you into a spot. So I would go through, I'd say green. This says that they're realistic people. I find that the titles might be a little bit, they could kind of mess with your head, so ignore that. Just think green. And you kind of go through, okay, can you fix electrical things, solve electrical problems, pitch a tent, play a sport, read a blueprint, plant a garden, operate tools and machinery? I would say, can you and do you enjoy to do those things? You're going to do all of them, and you can rank them. You're going to, so the way that this works is that jobs that you're going to get, things that you could study, usually are going to be strong in two or three of these areas. So we don't have a ton of time. I'd like you all to go through, kind of figure out, so you can take more time later. Right now, you're just going to peruse it quick because we're going to break into groups based on colors. So I want you to just read them really quickly and figure out, got lots of time. I want you to go through and figure out which one is your top choice, okay? You can also know, like, what your second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth choices are, but for today, I need you to know your top choice. So do it quick, and then we're going to break into groups. Yeah. No. If you're interested in it, you guys, you count it. So if you've like always thought it would be great to learn photography, by all means, think, oh yeah, that would be great fun. I would totally do that. You do them all. So go through. You should have, there's six different colors. So you need to go all the way through purple. So there should be, I think, three sheets. Figure out which one's your top color. And I remember my stories. Don't choose it based on trying to be different. Don't choose it based on trying to be like everybody else. Choose it based on you. Into groups by color. So again, don't go with your friends. Go with your color, okay? We're going to move off into the grass, and we're going to break into groups. You're going to pass out around these pieces of paper, and they have all these different jobs that people would maybe like, okay? And then we're going to come back together, and you guys are going to share some of these great possible jobs that you could do. All right, let's gather, everybody. We're going to gather. Come on in. So some of you, how many people here were really excited by the list of possible jobs in your category? Great. How many people here were like, what? I don't want to do any of those things, or very few of those things. Some of you, yeah. Yeah, so this is not a precise measurement. And I'm just going to tell you this, just like with anything you do. When I did a, when I took in high school, I did an interest test that, and it said I should be a camp counselor. That was my job. I thought, oh, I could work for the YMCA. And it's true. I really liked camp. And, but yes, that was, but that, yeah, that was the job. Did that mean that I should then go out and be a camp counselor? Period, full stop. No, no. So let's hear some great jobs, because the truth is that it really doesn't matter what this test says. What matters is what you're interested in. It matters about what it is that you're excited to learn. If you take science classes and it makes your eyes kind of glaze over, you probably don't want to go into medicine or something. But if you love science, then medicine's a possibility for you, right? If you, and that's true of all of these different things. It's just a matter of what it is that gets you excited. So what are some really great jobs that people read that are like, yes, I would totally be that? Aerospace engineering. Very cool. Okay, what are some others? Sales manager. So you want to be a, you want to go into sales? Have you already started working in sales? Is of interest to you? Fabulous. That's great, because you can start doing that now, right? Great. Yes.
Attorney.
Very cool. I always thought that studying law. I would love to learn to think that way. Absolutely. Yes.
Wildlife biologist.
Very cool. Very cool. Athletic trainer or teacher. Good job. Tour guides or what? Oh, escorts. Yes, I always, when I was a kid, one of the jobs I wanted was to be the guides at Disneyland. They walk around with umbrellas. Have you guys gone to Disneyland nearly enough to even know that? But I grew up very close. We went a lot. And I always thought, oh, that's what I want to be. When I grow up, I want to be a tour guide at Disneyland. Okay, what are some other great jobs? Yes. Actress. Fabulous. How many people here? Hold on. How many people here at some point in their life have wanted to be an actor at some point? Absolutely. I was going to be an actor. Absolutely. I totally was. Okay. I'm sorry. Another person. Yes. Landscaping. So you like gardening. Very cool. That's something you can already start. Yes. Chemist. Very cool. I have a friend who had her PhD in chemistry when she was not yet 25. So if you love it, you can just go for it. And you can make a lot of things happen. And she's not like a brainiac. She just, you know, put the work in. Yes. Say again. Singer. Very cool. That, you have to have talent. So I assume you do. Yes. Advertising and marketing. Very cool. Very cool. Do you have, like, favorite ads? Do you, is that something that you actually pay attention to? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you, yeah. And it, back in the day when I was a kid, we watched Bewitched, and he worked in advertising. You could be like Daryl. It's not a good thing. He was kind of a dork, but yes. A dancer? Very cool, very cool. Different kinds, different kinds. I have a niece, and she danced. She did ballet, and she danced for the New Zealand ballet, which is kind of a cool thing. Yeah, yeah, you've got lots of ideas. Very cool, very cool. Okay, we're about to have to, oh, did you have one? Tell me. Cartoonist.
Absolutely. Have you been to Disneyland? Is that Disneyland? What is it? It's California Adventure, and they have all the stuff about the. Anyway, working for Disney, that's like the cartoonist dream. Okay. Well, it would be a cool thing because they have a lot of stuff about how they do their stuff. Very cool. Or doing graphics. Have you thought about like graphic novels? That's pretty cool. Yeah. All right. Did you have an idea? A psychologist. Absolutely. That's kind of what I didn't do psychology, but yeah. I love that kind of stuff. Okay. So we're about to be done. I hope that you got some ideas. Go to the website that is on the last page of the handouts, and you can actually go through and they show you the different jobs and what majors you might want to consider. I think they call it the color game or the, no, not the Dewey's, no, not the Dewey one. No, it's that you can find the full career interest game, which includes possible jobs and college majors for each category at www.career.missouri. It's with the University of Missouri. But my last thing I want to say, if you want to do it, you guys, you can do it. Don't let something like this decide for you. You can decide for yourselves. Go out and what is it? Do the world. Anyway, we're done. Thanks.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this record. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.